relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. What does this word go mean, Shad? Does it mean we're live across the nation? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's that time! I can't believe we need to go to California for some craziness. It feels pretty flipping crazy over here in the swamp, but we love talking to Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, are you there?
I am, from crazy California, even crazier than usual. How are you holding up?
Honestly? Today's been pretty crazy. Try hosting an hour-long coronavirus special with five other national radio hosts who've been doing it for about, collectively, 100 years longer than you have. So it's all
good. But it sounded great, I have to tell you. I listened to a bit of it, and
you're doing
a great job at moderating through everything. And you know what? We're so truly, I mean, I hate to be kind of Pollyanna-ish and so syrupy, but we're really lucky to be surrounded by such great colleagues at Salem Radio who actually are pounding through with the real facts about what's going on. And it does help to calm you down a little bit, because you could really drive yourself crazy if you tuned into the mainstream news media all the time and just were consuming nothing but this for, you know, 24/7.
Yeah. And we're also blessed to be in the business we're in, aren't we?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, I'm working from home doing all this. I'm still driving into the studio every day. And it really is an honor, because you feel like you're at least providing some sense of normalcy for people who, I mean, most of us have had our entire life kind of put into a jar and shake, 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 shake. It's all different now, and people are at home. And so it's nice that we're able to be consistent. I think it's a huge blessing in my life for sure.
We have to cover things that are going on in California. I was going to mention earlier, but I think it's apposite given what's going on with Gavin Newsom right now. Where is this? This is in Kentucky. Kentucky is releasing lots of inmates because they're afraid they might get sick in prison. And one of them was an individual by the name of Jacob Burnett, who had served a whole 2 weeks of a 2-year sentence and was released after 2 weeks of his 2-year sentence, just to be rearrested in Louisville after murdering somebody. Is something similar happening in California, Jen?
On a large, I mean, times that by 3,500. We just let go another. And this, I remember we had this conversation last week where we talked about 1,500 inmates. So now another 3,500 inmates have been released from the prison system in California. But here's where it gets really bad. These are not just people who we say are in there for low level offenses, who are towards the end of their sentence. No, this number included 14 felons who were convicted of murder or who were convicted of being involved in a murder. And this really gets back to something that's been irking me for the last several weeks since we started
hearing
about...
Nice word usage. Irk. Haven't heard irk for a while.
Well, it
I like irksome as well. Drop an irksome in there. Okay, sorry.
I'll throw that at you.
Okay,
but no, what has proven to be irksome to me over
the last several... Nice. You must do radio.
It's something like that. And I have my vocabulary word of the day calendar. Today is irksome. But no, in all seriousness, the government is asking us for a lot of trust. And yes. I know I've been on my soapbox about this, but it's worth saying again. And that is that right now, when we are giving up our way of life, when we are cooperating, following by the rules, staying home, educating our children at home, working from home, doing what we can to play by the rules, we're giving the government a lot of trust. We're giving them our faith that they are going to keep us safe and keep our loved ones safe. If they can't do it in a situation where they control everything, the food that comes in, the people that comes in, they house the entire unit of these prisoners, and they can't do it there. They're worried about the coronavirus spreading through that, through jails throughout California and around the country. That's a really big problem for me, because that's when people start to get a little twitchy and say, okay, how much faith, how big can government go if it's not working in a system that they're controlling already? How can it work in our everyday lives? And so that's, I think, really problematic for our local and state officials to explain to us when they make these decisions. But in California, it seems par for the course, because you never let a good crisis go to waste. And when you have everybody looking in the other direction, why not release a bunch of prisoners from prison?
But isn't there just, call me crazy, but isn't there just a fundamental philosophical problem here? These aren't hotels. These aren't office buildings. These are jails. These
right.
are prisons. So since when is the fact that, you know, there is a virus going around, since when does that negate a sentence brought by a judge, a jury, and by our judicial system?
And for murder, I can get it. If somebody is a month or two away from getting out of jail already, we have shortened sentences in California because of prison overcrowding. So already people are getting out very quickly. They're not serving out their full sentence. Okay, maybe I'd be a little more understanding. This is a problem in California. We're trying to direct resources to the right places. You let these people out. But when you're talking about people who murdered someone or who were an accessory to murder, the fact that you can justify letting them out of jail, deal with the flu, deal with the coronavirus that's coming through. Even if they get sick, deal with it. I mean, they have jail, they have prison doctors, they have prison nurses,
yes.
they have medical equipment. I mean, it seems kind of plausible that they could deal with this here. And I guess that gets back to my irksome point. And that is, if we can't trust the government to take care of people under the most controlled circumstances, how are we trusting the government to take care of us when there are so many other factors at play?
Two irksomes in one segment.
That's just an extra one for you.
That's why she's Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Now, it isn't very often, but when it is, we like to harp on it in a way that is not irksome. We sometimes get some good news out of California. Is it true? Is there potentially some good news about the Second Amendment and people's right to protect themselves, Jennifer Horn?
Did you ever play Uno with your kids when they were growing up?
Oh, yeah. And okay, you know what I did? Can I just jump in here? You know what I did? I'm so excited.
What'd you do?
I decided I'm going to learn Go, and Go arrived from Amazon today. I'm going to sit down with my... We're locked up at home, and I'm going to learn Go finally. Sorry.
That is awesome. Look at you.
I'm going to better myself.
There are silver linings everywhere. We can always look for the silver linings, right?
I get to learn Go. Sorry, back to Uno.
Okay, remember the reverse card? Remember the card that actually shifted the way you played? Well, the way that my family and I used to keep track of which direction we were playing in Uno was with a peanut. We would take a peanut, and we'd move it to the left when play was going to the left, and we'd move it to the right when someone reversed it and play went back to the right. Okay?
Okay.
So that on a very simple...
Why a peanut?
Well, just whatever we had lying around. Most of the time, we had a peanut or, you know, some kind of nut.
Was it in a shell or was it without?
Usually in a shell.
Okay,
yeah. We're baseball people. We like peanuts and shells.
I love peanuts and shells.
You move that thing back and forth to keep track of where you're going.
Smart.
You need a peanut to follow the story of Sheriff Villanueva, who might have
a peanut. Don't you need a peanut to follow the story of California, Jen?
You need
a big flipping peanut to follow the story of California.
Just move that thing all over the place.
Spin it.
It's kind of like the peanut that is rattling around in the brain of L.A. County Sheriff.
So what happened now?
Alex Villanueva.
Give us the back story and then what happened now.
Okay, so Alex Villanueva last week said that he was going to shut down gun stores in L.A. County because he deemed them to be non-essential businesses.
Right.
So he shut them down for a day. And then the county attorneys went to him and said, you know, we think we might have some Second Amendment issues here, which – something I said. I mean, sure, you're not guaranteed the right to go to a gun store in a retail environment, but certainly they are the ones who allow us to carry out our Second Amendment rights. And for all the people who purchase guns and they were on a 15-day hold, which is what's mandatory in California, those people had no access to their firearms. So there were a whole slew of issues that I could see, and I'm not a lawyer. And so the county attorney, geniuses that they are, went to Alex Villanueva and said, we have an issue. So he opened those businesses back up. Well, then there was this power struggle with the LA County Board of Supervisors and the LA County Sheriff, and they were going back and forth about who was actually going to be the head person in this emergency effort against coronavirus. And so Villanueva, to assert his strength again, said, I don't care. Those gun shops, they're going away. He closed them down again. Well, enter the NRA and Second Amendment rights activists, who not only wrote to Alex Villanueva, but also sent a few nicely worded letters to Governor Gavin Newsom. This actually caused President Trump to come out this week and say that he believed gun stores were essential businesses and should be given that categorization, essentially.
We have 1 minute. So what happened? What's the latest peanut twist?
So about 30 seconds ago, Alex Villanueva said, you know what, guys? You're right. Given the direction by the federal government, we'll reopen those gun businesses again. So the good news is that once again, the gun stores in LA County are open. Move the peanut to the right.
Such sterling leadership. It's truly Churchillian. Move that peanut. We're talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. She's with CRNTalk.com, and she is our war correspondent in crazy California's battle lines right now. We will be back with more stories, good and bad, and more peanuts here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Don't touch that dial.
He is tough. He's like an encyclopedia that can kick your butt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Another toughie is Jennifer Horn. She is the host of The Morning Answer, The Jen and Don Show, and our regular correspondent from AM 590, AM 870, Warrior Princess. Hey, I have to ask you a question. First things first. San Francisco, have you heard this report? This is absolutely crazy. There are now coyotes on the streets of San Francisco.
It's like, but it's enough like, about Nancy Pelosi. I thought she went back to D.C.
Behave. You know what's worse than coyotes? I said it last week. I'm going to watch I Am Legend tonight. I want to see those deer going down Manhattan. You know what my daughter told me? This is so... she's going out for groceries in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And this snowflake of a git is jogging down the high street. And what has he got emblazoned on his t-shirt?
Oh, no.
Stay 6 feet away.
Oh, no.
Such a man. I mean, that is the quintessence of masculinity, isn't it, Jennifer Horn?
Yeah, because you know he must have been such a man that no woman could dare stay away unless he had that shirt on. So thank goodness he gave us the warning.
Oh, gosh. We've got to laugh. We've got to be happy, warriors. I need to ask you a very serious question.
Yes.
How's your toilet paper supply?
It's actually, you know what? Don't even feel embarrassed asking me. I'm very good. I have to tell you, it was because of a mistaken order a couple of months ago where I thought I was out and I wasn't. Uh-huh. I actually am really toilet
paper rich right now. Are you stockpiling? Are you hoarding toilet paper?
By accident in January, before I even knew.
AG Bar will be on the case instantly. Can I tell you a story?
I'll pay him off with a couple of rolls. Okay?
We are, 3 weeks into this craziness? Where I live, you haven't been able to buy toilet paper for 3 weeks.
It's the same thing in California.
3 weeks. You know what? Yeah. You know what had to happen? My mother-in-law, this is really TMI. My mother-in-law heard and mailed, she had nine extra rolls of single ply. I'm not a big fan of single ply. But she shipped us.
You can slum it for a little while.
I can slum it. She shipped us nine rolls from her enclave in Maryland.
So you were running low, huh? The Gorka house was in trouble. You were putting up the SOS.
Our kids were home. The red flare went up, and the delivery was made. So But you have a story to share with us, don't you, about toilet paper in California?
This is how crazy it has gotten. In California, there are now toilet paper robberies because it's such a hot commodity. So I love this story.
Hang on. Can you just say that sentence again?
Toilet paper robberies.
Toilet paper robberies. This is like the streets of San Francisco. Kojak is on the case. Wolf the Mathau is there, and there's going to be investigation. No, we need... Oh, my favorite... Columbo is on the case. Toilet paper robberies.
So officers with the Beverly Hills Police Department. This is how crazy. This is a story from Fox 11. So local news outlets. Officers with the Beverly Hills Police Department made a bust of a very in-demand item. They said a patrolling officer discovered 192 rolls of toilet paper inside of a stolen SUV. Now, funny that they're prioritizing the toilet paper over the stolen SUV.
Right.
The department shared a picture of the Instagram page. Okay, yeah, 192. The street value on that is incredible.
Has it been cut down with anything? Has it been cut with baking tracing paper?
Exactly. It's not pure toilet paper, right. But it'll do. At the very bottom of the article, this is the last sentence. Officers also recovered a gun while searching the vehicle. So what's secondary? The fact that
Priorities.
There was a gun in the vehicle,
Priorities.
The fact that it was a stolen SUV, but first up, 192 rolls of toilet paper have been stolen. It's unbelievable. And, you know, the other thing is that now there's been the debate. And I know on when you get all the Salem hosts together, you guys are talking about what best practices are and all of this stuff. There's been a debate about whether or not you should wear masks.
Yes.
And some of the local counties, including Riverside County in Southern California, have decided that they want to strongly recommend people get a hold of masks. Now, this is creating a big problem.
They're encouraging citizens to try. Oh my gosh.
Oh, absolutely. And so now, because no one can get a mask,
right.
And all the and by the way, they should be given to the medical professionals who need them right now.
Yes.
If you have them, it would be a nice thing to do to donate. So now you've got people walking around. I swear, I'm telling you, we're all in a terrible fever dream. Walking around with bandanas tied around their face.
Is it like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? Spiky hair?
Yes, and look, I want everybody to be safe, and I want everybody to take the stuff that we can do seriously, the washing your hands, the social distancing. Try to stop touching your face, which for me, I've realized I do 10,000 times a day, and so it's a problem. I'm trying to recover. But when it gets to stuff that's so, I don't know, stealing, you know, hoarding masks or walking around with bandanas. Dennis Prager was talking about how our face is who we are. And it's so disheartening when you walk around and you can't see who people are anymore.
There's a reason.
It really is. But I do have a good story for you because I feel like I bring
better than hoarding toilet paper and a gun.
Well, no, that's the best story. But a sweet story is that in California, in San Ramon, actually near where your daughter would live in the Bay Area, there was a girl who was a senior. And I actually feel so sorry for all the people who are seniors in high school or seniors in college right now who are going to miss their opportunity
Yes.
to walk at their graduation. For seniors in high school, they're missing prom. They're missing grad night. So there's a sweet story that went viral about this girl who had her prom dress and was so depressed that her prom was canceled. She wasn't going to get to do it, that her family threw her a quarantine prom. And she invited her dad to be her date. They played music. They danced. She wore her prom dress.
But was everybody 6 feet apart?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay if you're in your own home.
Oh, okay.
I think, isn't it?
Well, it depends how many people you invite, doesn't it?
No. It was
10 or more.
They didn't invite anybody. It was like her mom and her dad and her brother.
A micro party. Okay.
It was a micro party. Okay. Believe me, we've had some horror stories about people having 40 people deep
yes,
birthday parties
right.
and being broken up by the police. But she had this prom and she posted pictures, of course, because you can't let that go to waste when you're a teenager. It's got to be on Instagram immediately and TikTok. And so suddenly she started this worldwide phenom where everybody started doing these in-home proms in quarantine. And I thought that was sweet and good,
yeah,
right?
We like that. We like that story. See? That's why we have you on the show every week, for stories like that. She's Jennifer Horn. You love her. Follow her. Show this lady some... Oh, my gosh. Yes, her Twitter feed is getting bigger every single week because of you guys. Go now to @JenniferHorn. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you have stories of how your small business is doing right now, or if you work for a small business, our friends at the Job Creators Network want you to tell us your stories. And the best ones we may show on the show. We may play on the show. Call our number. Call our voicemail line, 703 5 800-585-3668. You are the backbone of the United States. Please call us with your stories about how the government lockdowns are affecting your small business or you as the employee of a small business. The number, again, 703-585-3668. And it's not a small business, but please for me, because it makes this show possible. And the man who has been attacked so viciously by the left and the mainstream media, would you support Mike Lindell? He is making masks for first responders. But in the meantime, would you go to his website, mypillow.com? He's a great patriot. And because he's a Christian, the left hates him. Mypillow.com, 800-829-8468. He's giving you 60% off if you use my name. GORKA, mypillow.com. Support Mike Lindell. I thank you, and all of Salem thanks you. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
Welcome back, friends. Very excited to have one of our sponsors back with us. He was with us 2 days ago. He's called the TMG expert, Dr. Eddie Simon, who was talking to us about cross-contamination in an age of the coronavirus. You can check him out at tmjexpert.com. He lives in a sterile environment as a professional, and then he has to be cautious about how he steps out into the real world. Dr. Simon, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Seb, for having me again.
We had some great advice from you, professional medical advice about, you know, what you do and don't do when you go shopping, the utility of gloves or otherwise. Talk to us about that moment when, if we've gone out, we've gone to the pharmacy, we've gone and get our food, our toilet paper, whatever it is, and we come back home, we have to be extra cautious, don't we, Dr. Simon?
Yes, absolutely. So in these days, we have to be vigilant. So let's talk about where we have been and how we might have contaminated ourselves or our items of clothing or certain things that we're constantly touching. A good example is our cell phone.
Yes.
So let's talk about when we get to the door, what are we going to do if we think we've been a place where we might have picked something up. So let's take our shoes off, leave them outside. Let's take off the outer layer of our clothing. And when we get in, if we have a purse, the ladies should start sterilizing or disinfecting the purse, especially the bottom of the purse.
And what does that involve? Is that just like a Clorox wipe? How do we do that?
Just use the same wipes that you're using, the sterile wipes that you're using. We can use alcohol if possible on certain items. As long as we have 60% alcohol, we would like to be using that. Also, if you have our cell phone, we can wipe the cell phone, or we can use a damp towel with some soap and water on it and lightly wash the cell phone. We want to make sure that we are not going to be putting the cell phone on common counters, like we're all used to putting the cell phone on the kitchen counter, on
yes.
the kitchen table.
So there should be a place which is just for the phone, so nothing else could potentially get contaminated, correct?
Absolutely. And we think we've been outside. Someone might have sneezed on us. Remember, the droplets can stay in
yes.
the air for about 3 hours. Also, they can sit on certain surfaces for days. So we want to go take a shower, take the other items of clothing off, and put them in a bag and launder them separately. So now let's move on to how we're going to take care of a loved one. If we suspect that they are sick or they might have contracted the virus or be positive. So we are going to try to isolate them in a separate room in our house or in our apartment. Now, we have to make sure that, let's say, we're going to treat this room as a hospital room. So if you're a nurse and you're taking care of our patient, what are we going to do? Now, first of all, We have to make sure that they are wearing a mask when someone else enters the room, because we don't want anything to be dropped on us if they're coughing. And when we enter the room, we want to make sure that we are covering ourselves, like the nurses have a gown. We all don't have the luxury to have those items, so let's wear a robe. Let's try to cover our hair with a cap, and ladies should put their hair up and put the cap on top of that. We want to wear gloves. We want to wear a mask when we enter the room. And remember, the droplets drop on the floor, so if you're wearing shoes, we want to make sure that, if at all possible, to cover the shoes, or if not, you want to leave a separate pair of shoes just to enter in that room and then leave it outside somewhere that is safe before we can basically use it again. Now, let's say we want to serve them food. If we don't need to feed them or if we don't need to enter the room, we would like to leave a tray that's been designated with certain utensils for that person. If at all possible, let's use paper products so we can dispose of them. And then when they're done, they can just leave it outside, and we're going to be taking care of those items. If we have to wash them, we're going to wash them separately and put them in a separate place, make sure that, you know, we're disinfecting them properly. If they're using a bathroom, we want to make sure that we are not sharing the same bathroom with them at all, if at all possible. And if we have to share the same bathroom with them, extremely important that we are not touching their towels, sharing any place they might have touched, whether it are the faucets, the doorknobs, basically by flushing the toilet. If we want to make sure that we don't touch those surfaces, and we're constantly disinfecting those surfaces by using bleach products, that we're doing that.
So these are just the common sense measures we can take. I mean, think of that one thing Dr. Eddie Simon just told us. Your phone, you're touching it all the time. Imagine if you put it down in a place where you next put down your coffee cup, your plate for breakfast. It's just common sense. Thank you so much. Check this man out. He is a medical health professional I trust. He is known as the TMG expert. Go to tmgexpert.com to see Dr. Eddie Simon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And now more than ever, we must be super cautious and we must stay as healthy as possible. I've spoken today to Dr. Douglas Howard, the man behind Balance of Nature. His company is being so effective right now because their product is pure health. Every time you take Balance of Nature, those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, you're eating 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, which is an absolute boon to your immune system. I take it every day before the show. You should take it now. If you use my name, you'll get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. But whichever way you go, you've got to use my name to get that massive discount, G-O-R-K-A. And once you become a customer, guess what? You get access to a Balance of Nature health coach for free at the end of a phone line. Do it today. Balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
One of the great things about having a national radio platform is that we get access. It helps if you've worked in the White House. Yesterday, for a whole segment, we had Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Alex Azar, to talk to us as a member of the Coronavirus Response Task Force, and we need to play some of that in case you missed it. So right now, we're going to play you a snippet of that interview about the president's response, what this nation is doing, and the incredible results that we have already had in just the last few weeks. This is Secretary Alex Azar, member of the president's cabinet and of the Coronavirus Response Task Force. Let's play the audio from yesterday's interview. Play cut. Number one, have we ever seen in medical history a trial vaccine be created 65 days after the first sequencing. And then yesterday, this Abbott Industries point of care test that will allow doctors and clinics to test their patients to find out within 5 to 10 minutes if they have the Chinese coronavirus, that machine was unboxed by the president yesterday. Aren't these record-breaking results, Secretary Azar?
Every one of them is record-breaking. So the vaccine trial that you mentioned, our NIH physicians, they invented a vaccine within 3 days after getting the Chinese genetic sequence. And as you said, about 8 weeks later, that went into human clinical trials, the fastest that we know of ever for a vaccine. And then yesterday, the president unveiled the approved Abbott rapid diagnostic test. And this normally, this is what you would get if you go to the doctor's office to get the flu test or the strep test. That took years and years to develop, that rapid test. We even thought when this began and we started working with manufacturers, they said, oh, it'll be 6 to 9 months at best. Instead, in weeks, this has been approved. It's out there. You've got over 18,000 of these units out there in American doctors' offices and in the community for a rapid test results. In I think it's 5 minutes for a negative, 15 for a positive, might be the other way around, but rapid test to get you accurate information about your status. It's just revolutions in the progress of medicine that we are seeing every day in the COVID response led by President Trump and Vice President Pence.
Let me ask you a very tactical question that could have strategic consequences. I know my old bosses. As former strategist to the president, you know, I'm 49 years old. The president at 73, he's like, it's incredible. He's barely sleeps, and he outworked all of us in the White House. It's hard to keep up with the man. How is the morale and how is the energy of the people in the coronavirus response team, like yourself, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx? Are you keeping up with the president? Because you must be working every hour God sends you.
We are, and I hope we're keeping up with him. Our energy is strong. Our morale is strong. Every day we see advances that cause us to be more optimistic about the future. Even though we have tough times ahead, it'll be a time of shared sacrifice for us all. The economic impact is real. We care so deeply about what the what's happening to the American worker and what President Trump has done with Congress to bring them relief. This is real. It's significant. But we'll get through this, and we'll get through it well. And every day we get new developments, new technology, new data that show us the reasons for hope.
You are listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump. And we are talking to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Alex Azar. Secretary Azar, we are hearing, it's still early days, I know, and we have to be, you know, cognizant of not overdoing it. But we're hearing some very positive things coming out of Italy, coming out of New York, that there seems to be a slowing down in at least the reports of those who are presenting with the coronavirus. Could this be the beginning of what the president and you and the team have called the flattening of the curve of infection?
It could be. What it certainly helps to show, Italy's example in particular, is that these type of drastic and, as I said, sacrificial community mitigation efforts do have an impact. And we hope we're starting to see some of that with the new case identifications in New York. I think it's important for the American public to know, though, that what we're seeing in New York and the New York suburban areas is quite unique in the United States. Now, it's too early to tell if that will be replicated in other communities. But if you look at the epidemiological curves, how this disease is advancing in every other state in the union, you have not yet seen this type of a profile. Now, New York perhaps could be different. They were a bit later to some of the community mitigation efforts. In addition, you have a highly compressed, dense, highly mobile population that makes New York somewhat different. It also has significant European connectivity in terms of spread from Europe, which seeded, we think, a good bit of the United States with travel. And so We'll have to see if New York is an example to the rest or if Seattle and Santa Clara County are the example, which have seemingly blunted a lot of the impact there, as significant as it has been.
Now, I on this show have regularly read into the microphone the president's guidelines that have now been extended for another 30 days. And I've told people you've got to be scrupulous about your source of information. There's so much fake news and misinformation out there. Stick to cdc.gov, whitehouse.gov, stick to coronavirus.gov. Where else, Secretary Azar, should Americans be looking to for reliable information about what they need to know?
I think, Dr. Gorka, the site you just mentioned is where you ought to be going to. Coronavirus.gov is where I get my data. That is where if you're going there, you're not seeing data that I'm not seeing. And so you'll be up to speed on what we know, as well as the current guidelines, what to do if you're sick, guidelines for doctors. Everything is there. And you raised a point. There is significant misinformation out there, but also, as you will know well, intentional disinformation.
Yes.
Spread by very malicious actors, some of which are foreign entities probably, and you have to be very, very careful about what you read. So go to authentic sources. Don't read just what happens to float your way on Twitter or Facebook.
Incredible, incredible reportage from a man who, like everybody else, is working night and day to keep Americans safe. Incredible results, ones that would have taken months, if not years. But it is happening. Why? Because you've got to move at the speed of Trump. God bless Secretary Azar and everybody who is supporting that effort. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that is natural, and pain relief that has no negative side effects. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 16 months. You should find out if it works for you. Take the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, order it today. That costs less than $8 a day. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, that if you take it morning and night for 3 weeks, you will know at the end if it works for you like it works for me. It rid me of my lower back pain issue. And also, I've been taking it for a month now after my knee surgery in treble doses, because that's how good it works. The incredible father and son team behind Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, have a request to you. If you've taken Relief Factor and it's worked, they want to hear from you so they can share that story with everybody else. Please call their number, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, and hit option 5 to share your story of being liberated from your daily pain. That's 800-50-8384, option 5. Share your story. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
If you are looking for something to watch, then please do check out No Safe Spaces. I've seen it. It's got a 99% fresh rating at Rotten Tomatoes. You can watch it, stream it online, order DVDs, and get 25% off Dennis Prager's latest movie by going to nosafespaces.com and using the promo code SAVE25. I've seen it. You won't regret watching it. That's nosafespaces.com, SAVE25. This, if you missed any of the rest of Secretary Azar's interview, if you missed our third hour-long SRN coronavirus special report, don't forget that they're all available. Anything you missed, you can go to our YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, look at for my name, Sebastian Gorka, or America First. And then you can subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice so you don't miss anything. And don't forget, everything is available also on wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes app, or what have you. Let's close. Let's have one more audio cut. The numbers coming out of the White House are more important than ever. This was Dr. Birx yesterday talking about the relative difference between various pandemics. The difference with SARS and the current coronavirus. This is Dr. Birx yesterday, cut 3.
When you talk about could we have known something different, I think when you looked at the China data originally and you said, oh, well, there's 80 million people or 20 million people in Wuhan and 80 million people in Hubei, and they come up with a number of 50,000, you start thinking of this more like SARS than you do this kind of global pandemic. I mean, I'll just be frank. That's when I looked at it, I was like, oh, well, this is not, you know, if as close as those quarters are, you know. So I think the medical community interpreted the Chinese data as that this was serious, but smaller than anyone expected, because I think probably we were missing significant amount of the data now that when we see what happened to Italy and we see what happened to Spain.
And not only that, why were we missing and are still missing significant parts of the data? Because the country where the coronavirus COVID-19 originated from, China, remains a communist dictatorship. They are hiding the information. They've persecuted those who released the information. And they even told, we now know, thanks to the White House and others, they destroyed initial evidence of the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. There must be ramifications geopolitically, diplomatically, and economically for what China has done and the culpability of the communist regime. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give up. Never give in and stay frosty, my friends.